Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Memhe Amud Beis on the 14th line, in the middle of the page. Rabbi Elah, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Elah, Rabbi Zeira, Travehain B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Chavith Harishayna Kuv Yosi Bashnia Ben Kuv Meir Ben Kuv Yosi. Rabbi Elah and Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, came to disagree with the Chevraya who we had earlier, and they said that the first bowel where Rabbi Yeshua permitted indirectly causing tumah is like Rabbi Yosi, but the second bowel where Rabbi Yeshua permitted even actively making tumah is according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, since Rabbi Yosi agrees that when there is the potential for great monetary loss, one may actively make tumah tumah. And Rabbi Zeira claimed Rabbi Mana, Beleith Hadar Pliga, Al Rabbi Yosi, should say. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Mana, doesn't this disagree with Rabbi Yosi, who in Masechet Pesachim didn't allow actively making tummy? Amalei Nema the lake of Meir, Venema the lake of Yosi, Vishimatsina of Meir, Seref Tluya Bechal Makoim. Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Zeira, if you say that the Mishnah isn't like Rabbi Yosi, you must also say that the Mishnah isn't like Rabbi Meir, as Rabbi Meir always permits burning Tluya, so he would also permit actively making it tummy, but the Mishnah prohibited that. And Rabbi Mana, Azlis, Likisarin, Shamith, Chizkia, Beshem Rabbi Yirmiah, Rabbi Meir, Seref Tluya Bechal Makoim, Vamith Lay began to Tluya Dvar Torah. Rav Mana said that I once went to Kisarin and heard Chizkia say in the name of Rabbi Yomia that Rav Meir always permits burning Tluya, and I said to Chizkia, doesn't that apply only to Tluya that has a Torah doubt of Tumah, rather than if the doubt was merely rabbinic? Amalei in Ana Patola Shnitzma b'Mador Shel Goyim Ma Yislach Datani. Chizkia said, yes, I explained Rav Meir's case as applying even when the Tumah became doubtfully Tummy in a dwelling place of Gentiles, which is only rabbinically Tummy because of the concern they buried the dead there, as is taught in the Tosefta, Mador Shel Goyim, Toilin, Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer, Solfin. The Tosefta says that if Tumah was brought into a dwelling place of Gentiles, it is Tuluya. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda says it's burned. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yirmiah, Rav Meir Seref Tuluya b'sha Yemoth Hashana. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav Yirmiah, says that Rav Meir said that one burns Tuluya throughout the year, not just on Erev Pesach. V'ha, I should say, v'ha tani, truma Tuluya v'tmeya sofen oisar Erev Shabbos im chasheicha, du Rav Meir v'chamayimim v'zmana. And the Gemara asked the question from the Brisa earlier. Rav Meir says that the truma Tuluya and Tmeya are burned on Erev Shabbos just before Shabbos, when Erev Pesach occurs on Shabbos. The Chum disagree, requiring the chametz to be crumbled or thrown into the wind at the correct time, means on Shabbos morning. V'yisroish b'shachris, the Gemara asks, why not burn it on Erev Shabbos in the morning? Tepate b'she nis'ad sel v'lay saraf. The answer is, the person was lazy and didn't do so. Tedech ashehu kain, the Tani should say, Tmeya v'lay This is certainly true, since the Braitha also discussed Tamei Truma, which may certainly be burned in the morning. Rather, it must be referring to when he was lazy and had not burned then. Amar Rabbi Abba Abmari Achved Rabbi Yosi Tepata Shenoyle La Tumah Ba'Isa Shah V'Leith Shmamina Klum. And the Gemara rejects that. Rabbi Abba Abmari, the brother of Yosi, said that perhaps it's discussing when the Tumah only came at the end of Erev Shabbos. That's why he didn't burn it earlier, and therefore it's no proof at all. Am Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim, Amud Avah Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shimon both said the same thing. In the Mishnah Maseches Bechorus, which is going to come later, if a Bechor suffered from a congestion of blood, even if it died, Rabbi Yehuda says that one may not let blood from it. The Chachamim permit it, even if it will create it in a blemish, but if it did, that doesn't permit its slaughtering. Rabbi Shimon permits letting its blood, even if he inadvertently made a blemish, and if he did, he may slaughter it. Am Rabbi La, Rabbi Shimon, the Bechayrith, Rabbi Shua, the Trumoth, Lai Adain Moide Ladain, Lai Adain Moide Ladain. Rabbi La disagreed and says, no, Rabbi Shimon in Bechayrith and Rabbi Shua in Trumoth don't necessarily agree with each other. Rabbi Shua only permits actively making the Trumah Tomei in order to save the Chulin, but perhaps he would not allow making a blemish in the Bechor as it's causing a loss to the Bechor itself. And Rabbi Shimon only permits blemishing the Bechor because it already has a congestion of blood which categorizes it as blemished, but he would not permit actively making Trumah Tomei. Rabbi Zeira, Mestava, Rabbi Shimon, Moide, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua, Lai Moide, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Zeira says it's logical to say that Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Shua, but Rabbi Shua does not agree with Rabbi Shimon. If Rabbi Shimon permits letting blood from the Bechor in order to prevent monetary loss, even though it will make a blemish, certainly he would permit actively making Trumatomi to prevent the loss of the Chulin, but Rabbi Shua might only specifically permit the case of Trumah, but not the Bechor. Rabbun Bachia by Kaimi Rabbi Zeira, Abdaitech the Tema, Rabbi Shimon Yodel Rabbi Shua, Vataninan, Moidin Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Shisofim Zulatsma of Zulatsma, Vieso Shtem Kaachas. Rabbun Bachia asked Rabbi Zeira, according to you, that Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Yeshua, but doesn't the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim that was said by Rabbi Shimon teach that Rabbi Eleazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree that on Erev Pesach, Teluya and Tameya are burned separately, but why not burn them together? Amalei Taman Tahirihi Dvat Teira, they should say Atahu Shigazat Lesofa. Rabbi Zeira answered Rabbi Bumbachia that here, the sixth hour on Erev Pesach on a Torah level is Tahor, but rabbinically it must be burned, so they must burn them separately, but at the seventh hour when Chometz is prohibited on a Torah level, it's permitted to burn them together. You should say, Mikol Mokoim Veloi Nifzela Be'efech Hadas Lekeno Riochon Hefech Hadas Dvar Torah. And Rabbi Bachia asked, well, even at the sixth hour, since he in his mind was distracted from safeguarding the Truma, it became disqualified on a Torah level. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach that if one's mind was distracted from Truma, it becomes disqualified on a Torah level? Chavis Shnia, Krib Meir, Torah, Achivas Dam, Krib Shimon, Torah, Vezu Eina Kain Ela, I should say, Shu Meshamra, Shlo Siga, Bataris Achiris. And the answer is that might be true for the bowel that broke in the upper level, since it will go to waste. He allows his mind to be distracted, but for the Bechor, who is anyway dying, one may put a blemish, but he is different, as he's still safeguarding it from touching other Taharis. Hefer Rabbi Yitzchak Bered Rebchia Kesuva, it should say Hege Atzmacha Sheina Suna Agabe Gecholim. The question is, Rabbi Yitzchak, son of Rebchia, the scribe, said when he put it on the coals to burn, he certainly takes his mind off it, and it should become permitted to burn Tmeya and Tluya together. Amalei Lekashi Yitnena. The answer is, once it had been put there to burn, it's permitted to mix them. Amrav Manel Rabbi Simi Asun Amrin Yoidi, it should say Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shua Vafli Rabbi Shua Leith He Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Manna asked to Rav Simi that you said earlier that Rav Shimon agrees to Rav Yeshua, but even Rav Yeshua doesn't agree with Rav Yeshua. Now, there seems to be a contradiction in Rav Yeshua himself. In the beginning of the Mishnah, Rav Yeshua permits only indirectly causing Truma to become Tomei, and later he said that one may actively make Truma Tomei. Amalei, Tanyan, Inun, Tamon, Rav Yosef, you should say B'Shem Rav Yeshua, B'Amhacha, Rav Shimon B'Shem Rav Yeshua. And Rav Simi answered to Rav Manna, there it was Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Yeshua, who only permits indirectly causing Tumah, and here it was Rabbi Shimon quoting Rabbi Yeshua, who allows it even actively.